Wisconsin's largest cities are getting national recognition for their park systems. It's Tuesday, May 27th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, some small communities are having trouble hiring police officers. And a new educational sawmill in North Central Wisconsin is the first of its kind in the nation. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
The park systems in Milwaukee and Madison ranked top 20 in an annual evaluation across the nation's 100 largest cities. Anna Marie Yanni has more on the ranking by the Trust for Public Land nonprofit.
This year, Milwaukee ranked 18th and Madison ranked 19th in an annual evaluation of U.S. park systems. Sophie Voroff is the nonprofit's Northwoods and Minnesota director. She says Madison and Milwaukee have park systems to be proud of. Over 94% of residents in both cities live within a 10-minute walk from a park. But she says both could improve when it comes to equitable access to park space.
So we know there's less acreage in these cities for communities of color and for lower-income communities than more affluent or wider neighborhoods.
She says Madison and Milwaukee could also increase the amount of money they spend on their parks to compete with higher-ranking cities. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The small city of Hillsboro in western Wisconsin has been dealing with a shortage of child care options for local families. Now the community is partnering with a church, a local developer, and the state on a $1.2 million project to build a combination daycare and senior center to serve residents. City Administrator Josh Finch says there are no child care centers in Hillsboro and very few within a 40-mile radius. He says that means that staff will consider other jobs closer to child care or leave the workforce entirely to become stay-at-home parents.
The need in the area is such that we're pretty sure that's going to fill pretty quickly.
The new center will be able to care for up to 33 children and will also have space for a senior meal site and a place to gather. It's on pace to open in September. This year, a small western Wisconsin city lost its entire police force to resignations. Rich Kramer reports and highlights unique staffing challenges faced by smaller departments.
Within 4 months, all four Arcadia Police Department officers left for other jobs with the state and larger agencies in nearby communities. Kent Johnson is a police chief with three staff in the nearby city of Blair. He says it's harder for departments like his to recruit new officers because most are already hired before entering police academies. Also, as a chief who does regular patrols, he has less time to find potential hires.
I'm still out on the road. I'm taking calls. Plus, I'm doing all the administrative stuff and everything else, too. So it's much more difficult for us to get out and try to find candidates.
A 2024 survey by the International Association of Chiefs of Police found 81% of agencies in Midwestern states have had more trouble recruiting new officers since 2020. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A newly opened sawmill is the only commercial-scale training sawmill in the country. Rob Mentzer reports on the facility at North Central Technical College's Antigo campus.
I just started the saw blade.
The 10,000-square-foot sawmill was funded by about $4.5 million in a state workforce innovation grant. It's meant to offer career training that will help address worker shortages in the forest products industry. Logan Wells is the Wood Sciences Program Director. He demonstrated how the mill cuts logs into lumber.
I pull the trigger. The log comes forward, and then as I push down, it's going to cut a board in front of us.
In addition to full-time students, Wells leads certificate programs and continuing education courses for industry pros looking to gain experience with new technology.
Think of it as a training hub for the wood industry.
Wisconsin's forest products industry employs nearly 60,000 people. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has named milkweed its plant species of the year for 2025. Milkweed is the only plant that monarch butterflies lay their eggs on. That's why it's critical to have the plant available in its breeding grounds. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin. Five of those are endangered or threatened. That's according to the DNR. Nikki Sternitsky is the chair of the Elm Grove Beautification Committee. She says different varieties can thrive in different landscapes.
Depending on your conditions, like I said, if you have sun versus shade, or wet versus dry, you kind of choose the milkweed for the conditions that you have, and that's how it's most likely to survive.
Monarch's populations have been falling and face threats from habitat loss, pesticides, and climate change. And finally, a recent executive order will mandate that all commercial truck drivers be proficient in English. President Donald Trump's directive comes as more immigrants have been entering the trucking industry in recent years, with numbers exceeding 700,000, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Arzate has more.
There's already a federal rule that requires truck drivers to be proficient in English, but Trump has called the new executive order a, quote, non-negotiable safety requirement. That includes speaking and reading well enough to understand road signs and to communicate with officials at agriculture checkpoints, weight limit stations, and Border Patrol. Raman Dhillon is CEO of the North American Punjabi Trucking Association. He says there is a fear that the directive could target some drivers.
All these rules and regulations are vital to the trucking industry, but are these measures that are going to be used against the people of color to retaliate or to discriminate?
The Department of Transportation will soon issue new guidance on English proficiency testing and enforcement. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate, Harvest Public Media.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, also a 50% chance for some isolated showers and storms in western Wisconsin as the day goes on today. High temperatures topping out in the 60s with wind gusts near 15 miles per hour at time. Lows down into the 40s and 50s overnight with a good chance for some heavy rain, mostly in the southern part of the state. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Bridget Bowden. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.